Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russin Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org, or carpathorussinsociety.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, June 21st, 2015. Before we start today's program, I would like to wish all of the fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, godfathers, father-like figures, and spiritual fathers a very happy Father's Day. We will have the origins of Father's Day in just a couple minutes from my dad, Jack Paloka, who passed away 5 years ago. And for all of you fathers out there, we would like to send this first number out to all of you. And it is in honor of our Father in Heaven. This is Otče Náš.
Otče Náš, že jesi na nebesi, da svätiťa imię.
Father's Day is a celebration inaugurated in the early 20th century to complement Mother's Day in celebrating fatherhood and male parenting and to honor fathers and forefathers. The officially recognized date of Father's Day varies from country to country. In the U.S., the first modern Father's Day celebration was held on July 5, 1908, in Fairmont, West Virginia, inspired by Anna Jarvis's efforts to establish a Mother's Day. Mrs. Sonora Smart Dodd was a driving force behind the establishment of Father's Day. Her father, the Civil War veteran William Jackson Smart, reared his six children in Spokane, Washington, as a single parent. Although she suggested June 5th, the anniversary of her father's death, she did not provide the organizers with enough time to make the necessary arrangements. President Woodrow Wilson was personally feted by his family in 1916. President Calvin Coolidge recommended it as a national holiday in 1924. In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson made Father's Day a holiday to be celebrated on the third Sunday of June. The holiday was not officially recognized until 1972 during the presidency of Richard Nixon.
That was my father, Jack Paloka, co-host of this program until his untimely death in 2010, giving you the origins of Father's Day. And I would like to wish all of the fathers, godfathers, grandfathers, spiritual fathers, and other father-like figures a very happy Father's Day. Next, we have our dear daddy, Nyanko Nash Dorohoy. Tomorrow, the festival of Nashyatohoyana of St. John is celebrated in the Slavic areas as well as outside of the Slavic areas. But in the Rusyn areas, this pagan ritual started off as the Midsummer Night Festival, getting ready for the upcoming harvest. It celebrated the shortest night of the year. And there are many rituals associated with St. John's Day, Evangen, which include getting up in the morning and washing either in the dew or in the creek or the stream or the river as the sun is rising to get that special cleansing. Also jumping over the fire, which was made. All the fires were extinguished in the village and a new fire was made. And all of the villagers would jump over the fire, the vatra, and couples would jump over the vatra as well. And if they did not break hands, they would have a long and prosperous marriage. So next we go to the village of Jakubiane in Spiš County, and this is called Nashyatohoyana at St. John's Day.
Dievčata, už prišli chlopci. Та поďme прескаковати соботку, бо смоті, яке уж велике огні, бо гне знайдовша ніч, не Сватого Яна.
was in mind. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free, at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. And don't forget about Byzantine Catholic Family Day on Thursday, July 23rd. Festivities begin with the park's opening at 11 o'clock. There will be a short moleben at 11:30, followed by a performance by the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. So, for more information on Ruski Den, or Byzantine Catholic Family Day, at Kennywood Park, or other services provided by the Greek Catholic Union, give them a call at 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428. 4428. Last week, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble presented their 39th annual concert at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School Auditorium. I'd like to thank everyone who attended this concert, and we're going to have some selections for you. First, we're going to go to our junior ensemble singing Chorna Ochka Yak Teren. Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program is fully sponsored by the Carpatho-Russian Society, and we do have wonderful sponsors such as the Greek Catholic Union, but we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, maybe in honor of our 11th anniversary, give us $11, or would like to partially or fully sponsor a program, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. That's Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. Happy Father's Day to everyone, all the fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, godfathers, and spiritual fathers out there. Next, we're going to go back to the Slaviani Folk Ensemble's concert from last Saturday, and we have our senior ensemble singing Oi Maricco Ciceri. To start reading, writing, and speaking Rusyn in the context of Carpatha Rusyn history, culture, and traditions with the Carpatha Rusyn Society's first Rusyn language course for English speakers. This entry-level self-study course was developed specifically to give English speakers an easy-to-use way to start learning and using the Rusyn language. Students can use the course independently, or groups can get together to study and learn. 339 pages packed full of nearly 1,500 Rusyn words and expressions with transliterated spellings and English translations, step-by-step Rusyn language lessons to study on your own and learn at your own pace. Popular Rusyn male and female names and common surnames with corresponding names in English, bookmarks with Rusyn alphabet for quick reference, and much, much more. To get your copy of the Carpatha Rusyn Society's first Rusyn language course for English speakers, give us a call at 412-567-3077. Leave us your contact information and we will get back to you on how you can order the first Rusyn language course for English speakers. So once again, call the Carpatha Rusyn Society at 412-567-3077 on how you can order the first Rusyn language course for English speakers. Once again, a happy Father's Day to all fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, godfathers, and father-like figures and spiritual fathers. Next, we go to Vojvodina. This is Otcovi, or Daddy.
Cinal, brazdi jak vičnost stali, s vlasnim znojom ši ih zalival, že bi zme hljeba mali. S vlasnim znojom ši ih zalival, že bi zme hljeba mali. Otcova ruka, tvrda parastka, nižna jagod paučina, kjed blagoslovel deci svojo, ked laskal dzivku i sina. Otcovi sliza jedna jedina, nje zradzela nigda oko, bo u njej boči ljubov cepla, co mu u šercu hljiboko. Zeljel na rovni časti, ljem tvoja najtvrdejša, a molitva tvoja bez slova šebula najglasnejša, a molitva tvoja bez slova šebula najglasnejša. Otcova ruka tvarda barastka, nižna jagod paučina, kjed blagoslovel deci svojo, kjed laskal dzivku i sina. Otcovi sliza jedna jedina, nje zradzela nigda oko, bo u njej boči ljubov cepla, co mu u šercu hljiboko. Malo slova ti pripovedal, križom u harlje buli, znalši bez hlasa vipovest veljo, a mi to dobre čuli, znalši bez hlasa vipovest veljo.
Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. And as we leave you with excerpts from Slaviani's finale from Shumiats, the Gemmer County village founded by Russians in the 15th and 16th century, please remember to join me again next Sunday right here at 2:30 p.m. on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh. You can also catch us online at WPITAM.com. and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org, or carpathorussensociety.org. We'll see you all next time. Trimajte se krasno tjedan, šťastlivo. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що се слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любил наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!